Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Larry Joannes, the founder of Andros Risk Services, has been in insurance for 3 decades as an attorney, a broker, and an underwriter. He's written a book, Professional Lines Insurance, an Oral History, about the people and companies who built this niche market. The book is almost a yearbook, sort of who's who in the insurance industry, and includes an introduction written by Hank Greenberg, CEO and chairman of CV Star, and on the back, words of praise from Warren Buffett, chairman and CEO of Berkshire Hathaway. Joining us now is Larry Joannes. Larry, thank you for speaking with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Meg. I'm happy to be here.
So what inspired you to write the book?
Well, you know, it's really a tribute to the professional lines insurance industry and somewhat even the industry larger than that, not just professional lines, but it's focused on that. And I can tell you exactly why. On Friday, January 20th, 2000, a friend of mine, a colleague at AIG, I was at AIG at the time, and his name's Joe Fine. He had just been promoted to president of the M&A group at age 34, quite an accomplishment. And the very day he got this promotion that he had been, you know, one of his goals, he unfortunately got into a fatal car accident and that evening. And I said to myself, you know, it's a shame that guys like Joe, who are great guys who, you know, really helped the industry and did good things, will not be remembered in the future. And I said to myself in the back of my mind, you know, somebody should write a book and memorialize these people who helped get us where we are. And then over the years, more people started passing away and retiring, and 9/11 occurred, obviously. And so in 2004, I decided to start writing the book as sort of my contribution to getting down on paper some of these great stories that otherwise I think would have vanished into the ether if nobody had put them in writing.
And so you originally published the book, 4 years later, but you've revisited the book recently?
Yes, right. The first version of it came out in 2008. And I'll tell you a little tip when I talk about the book. People say to me, how did you get time to write a book? You know, now it's 425 pages. And there's an old saying, you have to schedule greatness. And it's true. You whatever you want to do, working out, losing weight, building a house, painting a portrait. If you just say, I'll do it when I get time, you never get time. Everybody, things fill up your day. So you have to schedule it. So when I first started a year and a half, I said, I'm going to write this book when I get some free time. And I got 20 pages done in a year and a half. Then I took a job that required me to be on a train an hour each way. And so I decided to start writing on my laptop. And by scheduling it and forcing myself to write during the train rides, some days I'd only write a paragraph or two. But over the next year and a half, I went from 20 pages to 376 pages. So it's a great lesson. And there's sort of a corollary in England. They say, how do you eat an elephant? Use a teaspoon. And that's also true. Just a little bit every day. As long as you keep making progress and do a little bit, you don't have to write 5 chapters in one day to write a book, just a paragraph or two. But if you stick with it every day, you can eat that elephant with a teaspoon.
So you have some great stories in the book about different people, luminaries in the industry, different companies. Even you talk about some of the places insurance executives would hang out and have discussions. Can you share maybe one or two of your favorite stories from the book?
Yes, there are a lot of good ones, I have to say, as the unbiased person I am. But, you know, I say, you know, Hillary Clinton said it takes a child, takes a village to raise a child. Well, it took an industry to write this book because I couldn't have done it without the 400 plus people who told me stories and referred me to other people. So, two of my favorites. One is Joe D'Alessandro, who in America we call him the father of D&O insurance, and he worked at AIG back in the 60s and 70s, and he really helped popularize the product and build it up. But he was a very peculiar character. He had buttons made up with his name on him and said, like, Joe, father of D&O, something like that. But every once in a while, Hank Greenberg would call him up to his office to yell at him. And for whatever, you know, reason, not making budget. And two of the guys who worked for Joe back in the 70s told me a story that day, and I think into the early 80s. They told me stories that he would always grab a couple of his managers beneath him to go up to Hank's office to get yelled at. And as soon as Hank would start screaming about whatever the issue was, Joe would bend down and pretend to be fixing his socks and pulling them up. And one of the guys who was there, and the names are in the book, I won't say them right now, but one of the guys said, Larry, he would keep his head down for 15 minutes fixing his socks while Hank's yelling at us. And then we'd leave the office and Joe would look at us and say, that wasn't so bad, was it? And he said, yeah, not for him, because he was looking down the whole time. But he was quite a character. There's other guys in the book like Harry Hack and some others who are characters. Another one of my favorite stories is I have a chapter on how people got started in insurance. So most people, if you ask them, why are you in insurance? It's either a total happenstance or my dad had a brokerage. You know, my mother was a claims person. They have a family connection. So this one woman tells a story of at her college, there was a career fair. All these companies were coming in to interview senior year. And the college gave each senior 5 green pieces of paper. And they said, print your resume on these 5 pages for the companies that you really want to interview with. It's like your silver bullet. So when you put it in the box in the career center and they see you used one of your 5 green resumes, then you're really interested in that company and you're more likely to get the interview. So she went into the career center one night and all the boxes were locked and you would just slide the resume into the paper, into the box. And she said, so I slid my resume in to the General Electric box because I really wanted to work for GE. And after I got it in there, I realized, oh, wait, that doesn't say GE. It says General Reinsurance. She goes, I didn't even know what that was. But now my resume's in there and I can't get it out. And if I don't show up, it's going to make the school look bad because General Reed's going to say, hey, this was a green resume. And the woman didn't even come to the interview. So she said, so I went to the interview. That was 17 years ago and I'm still at Gen Re. So there's a bunch of stories like that about how people got into the industry and then what happened once they got in. I tried to make it entertaining and not like a dry academic volume. It's not, you're not going to learn how a D&O policy works. I did write another book called D&O 101 that's for that. But this is more entertaining and the human side of the business.
And you're donating the profits to charity. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Half of the profits are being split among 4 great charities, all with an insurance connection. Foremost is the Insurance Industry Charitable Foundation, IICF, which does a lot of great work. And then there's the Carolyn Sullivan Memorial Foundation. Carolyn was a great little 9-year-old girl who unfortunately passed away from a brain tumor in 2009. Her dad, Pete, is a broker at Aon. And so that supports children with cancer. And then there's the Toby Merrill Scholarship Foundation. Toby was an executive in the cyber field at Chubb, highly, highly respected, one of the leaders in the field. And unfortunately, he passed away from cancer at age 42, I believe it was. But he had started this foundation before he died, a charity to help kids who don't have access to resources to go to college. So kids who are families going through some kind of illness or other hardship. And then the last one is the Pura Maria Foundation, which Mercedes Colwin, who's one of the leading EPL lawyers in the industry at Gordon & Reese, her sister unfortunately passed away 10 years ago as a victim of domestic violence. So she started this foundation to support the domestic violence survivors and victims. And so they're getting part of the profits as well.
So what do you hope people take away from reading the book?
A couple things. One, you know, especially people who are younger, I think if you're in our industry less than 10 years, you might be in a meeting, someone mentions J&H or Frank B. Hall or Reliance, and young people would be like, who's that? I have no idea. So this book is sort of a catch-up for newcomers. You'll learn a lot about the history of insurance in general, but more so professional lines. So it's intended for them, but also just generally, a lot of people who've been in the industry 30 or 40 years said to me, Larry, thanks for writing this book because you mentioned so-and-so, who was one of my great friends. He passed away. I love that story you mentioned about him. So it's meant also, as I said, as a memorial and a tribute to the people who helped build our industry. It didn't just spring up overnight by accident. So anybody who has an interest in the insurance world, I think, could find things in the book that are going to be appealing to them.
Do you think that's a common misconception that people think of insurance as a somewhat dry industry?
Well, yes, and Meg, that's a very good point, because that's also part of it. You know, if you're at a cocktail party and you're in the insurance industry and someone says, oh, what do you do? And you say insurance, first thing they ask is, you know, oh, how can I save on my homeowners? You know, to them, there's like one is strata of insurance and it's, you know, personal lines. And when you say you're in commercial insurance and you don't deal with homeowners, they're always disappointed. But people don't realize, even kids coming out of college, how diverse the industry is. There's jobs for everybody in insurance, HR, tech, you know, actuarial, underwriting, claims, excuse me. And it's fun. They don't realize, like I tell kids, young kids who are contemplating career, including my own stepson, who's been now at Chubb for 2 years, when he graduated college, he wasn't necessarily hyped about insurance, but I said, you know, once you become an underwriter and you establish yourself, you get to go golfing, you go to nice resorts, you have dinners with people. It's a fun social environment, especially in professional lines, because we insure the acts of people. So I have my own theory. I don't know if this is true, but there's certain areas like auto or life where an actuary sits in a room and crunches numbers and there's no need to really interact as much with human beings. But in professional lines, if a big company is giving you a $3 million premium, they want to know who they're dealing with. So you take them to dinner, you may golf with them or whatever, go to a baseball game. But there's a lot of social interaction and it's sort of a fraternity. Most professional lines people have friends all around the country because of insurance, people they've met. And I find that a very rewarding and undersold aspect of the industry.
Larry, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me. It's great fun.
We've been speaking with Larry Joannes, author of the book Professional Lines Insurance and Oral History. For AM Best TV, I'm Meg Green.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.